Welcome to Behind the Buttons, our show where we recap the week and brainstorm the future of Two Buttons Deep, the fastest growing media company in upstate New York. I'm Joe Bonilla, and joined by Captain Jack and the Buttonista, coming to you live on location at the Bunker in Clifton Park under the pergola. An ideal bar, lounge, and indoor golf simulator where you can now order an exclusive line of Two Buttons Deep cocktails at their bar. And for those of you south of the Twins like myself, the Bunker will be opening a new location in North Greenbush, so stay tuned for updates. Jack, Taylor, I'm back, baby.
I have a really serious question to know all my life. Why do they call it a cocktail?
That's a great question.
Everybody's thought it. We've all wondered why, but do we know what it actually means?
Wow.
This is the first time I've pondered that.
You never have thought about it?
Well, there's highball glasses and cocktail glasses, but I never really thought about the etymology.
Jack, you took Latin. Cocktail. Like, what is cock?
So did I.
Cock is the root of what? Everybody's problems?
I mean, at least it's not a tail cock. That's even worse.
That is worse.
Jonah, can you look it up? That's why we have a producer.
Be resourceful, Jonah.
Cocktail. You really had this on your chest, ready to go.
Just the way
I had no time for any intro
of
myself.
I just always wondered.
Cocktails! Right.
I don't know. I just always wanted to know.
It's a great question. Very valid.
Yeah.
Definitely a little weird once you think about it like that. But I stand by the fact it's better than a tail cock.
You is correct.
And I stand by the fact that our cocktails here at the Bunker are very good because we tried them all. We did a little bit of taste testing. And listen, we're not professional bartenders. We don't know what to do, but the people here at the Bunker know. So they took our ideas and they made them come to life. So, you know, we've been at the Bunker outside because it's a great place to do patio season. But even as we creep towards colder cocktail times, you can just enjoy them inside.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got? We got the Captain Jack Old Fashioned.
Yep.
We got the...
What makes it different?
Extra cherries.
Extra cherries.
Yep. We got the Back Nine Bry, which is 6 Miller Lights in a bucket. We've got the Locked In for your DD, just water.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the Buttonista?
We have a First Sip Club, which is a fresh take on an espresso martini.
Look at that.
Yeah. So come on through to Clifton Park Center and try them out. They got a little slip in their menu now, so it's pretty cool.
Ooh.
They're going to slip that cocktail right in.
We always start off the show with peak of the week. Jack, we're going to start with you.
My peak, I wrote it down. I always forget it.
Uncle Sam.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. I am so pleased to see the demise of the Uncle Sam parking garage. It was one of my least favorite buildings in Troy. Most things were my fault, but it's just a bad place. Negative energy.
What happened to you there, my child?
Well, first, anytime it rained, it would drip this acidic dew that would literally erode paint off your car.
Right.
To the point where the car I was selling, I could no longer sell because I left it in there for a week and the paint job was ruined. Another bad memory, my same car broke down inside, and the way it was structured, AAA, even with their very mobile tow truck, could not get in, and me and my parents had to push my dead car from the inside of that garage. And third bad memory, literally saw a woman standing on the top ledge ready to jump. There was a whole crowd around it, and it was quite traumatizing to see, but the Troy police successfully talked her off, which is a good thing, but overall, just bad vibes, bad things happened there. It was crumbling. It was ready to kill somebody, and good riddance to a parking garage that has taken up very valuable space.
It's always been an eyesore in a different way. I've never parked in the garage. I was too scared to do that.
But it was a hazard.
Bad. Yeah.
A legitimate hazard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
That could have been it. Too bad we didn't do an investigative report before that.
That would have been clutch.
I'm going to tell Tom to let me know when it's like down to the last brick, and I'm going to do like a live news report and then a good man on the street, ask what people think should go there because, I mean, it's incredibly valuable. Might be the most valuable block in Troy. And, you know, so there's obvious answers of what could go in, but I think it'd be a cool timepiece to get people's opinions on what should replace it because unlike Central Warehouse, something is happening there, and for that, there's hope.
True. Taylor.
It's so hard to say because I feel like a lot of my peaks are our topics for today.
That's why you got to get creative.
Okay, I have one. I was going to say it, but then I didn't say it. Honestly, my peaks, I want to just acknowledge my official title as a photographer for Pup State New York because I am having the best time taking pictures of these dogs. I swear to God, I was out today taking pictures of the dogs for Jack, and it was something that I was like so scared if he ever told me to do it because it's hard to do. I've seen you do it. We have this account. We take pictures of dogs, and dogs move. They're silly. They're not trained. They can't necessarily always listen. They don't hear the words you're saying. So I never thought I could get the perfect pictures, but wow, it is such a thrill. Like hanging with those dogs and chatting with them.
It really is. And that's why I started the account because they're terrible subjects because dogs aren't aware they're being photographed.
Right.
And some dogs literally don't want to be photographed. Like they will do anything
to
avoid the camera.
Everything.
And those, you just got to cut your losses. But when you get a good dog who, you know, in the right lighting, it's a great photo. And contrary to that, dogs always want to be on camera. And people will always want to let their dogs on camera. Unlike humans, when you're doing a man on the street, you get like a 50% yes rate. But dogs, I am at a 99% rate, except for that one time where in Saratoga.
Yeah, I think I was there.
And it was this very flamboyant guy. He was like, no. But then I was like, how did he say no? And then as I'm walking away, I'm realizing I'm wearing my bright orange two buttons deep hockey jersey.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, he probably had some bad history with us. And for that, I get it.
There's some, you know, like there's some people I know would be happy to approach. I try to approach them when they're already kind of stopped. Like either someone's just finishing up talking to them. They're at like a crosswalk or something. I find that to be a little bit easier. Today there was like, I didn't see that many, but like one I let go by because he had AirPods in, and then, you know, people are kind of on the move quick. But shout out to iPhone because those pictures really do come out like professional. I can't believe it. I can't believe how good they are.
Yeah.
My joke is that I always like say to the people, I'm like, can I take a picture? You know, I run an Instagram account for dogs. And then I go, well, it's actually for people, but it's about dogs because it's not an Instagram account for dogs because dogs don't check Instagram.
I like that.
Yeah, it's cute, right?
More people than you know have Instagrams for their dogs, including me.
Oh my God. That's what they always ask. They're like, make sure you tag my dog.
Yeah.
Which is huge for us because you're obviously getting the followers right back.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. But I really, truly, I'm loving it.
Good. You're
it's
getting
a lot
great
of fun.
Stuff. A+.
Thank you.
So far.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's fun. I should have worn my Pup State shirt today.
You should have done that.
Yeah.
This is like, do you ever play that game, that like parachute game in elementary school when you throw the parachute up? Yeah.
No. Oh, like the big thing.
Yeah, that's like what I'm wearing today.
That
we
is.
Could all fit under it. If it rained, you guys could all come underneath and do the button. The Behind the Buttons podcast underneath.
That's a blast from the past right there.
Well, if you're in the sure Pup bet. State of Mind, get our Pup State of Mind t-shirts. A portion goes to support the Mohawk Humane Society. And we will also be hosting an official Pup State Dog Park Night, June Farms, September 1st. It's going to be their very last dog
park
night.
What day of the week is that?
Thursday.
Ooh, a
Their
Thursday.
Final one of the year. It's the best place to bring your dog. They just have a great open field that's fenced in, obviously. Tons of dogs. There's a small dog park, large dog park, and we'll be there snapping up dogs and slinging merch.
Love
you got to bring Jet.
Yeah, you do.
All the dogs. All the dogs of 2BD. So, earlier this week, I saw you, Taylor, at the Fazek Tipton Horse Auction, which takes place every year in Saratoga. Last year, the three of us went, and a video of last year resurfaced.
Purposely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an all-time video.
It is.
I don't love reposting videos because, you know, onward and beyondward type thing, but that was just too good not to. And a lot of people, even though we say we put the year on it, just like when you watch a movie, it's got the year in quotations at the end of it to tell you when it was created. We had many people not knowing what 2021 meant. And they're
right.
Like, I can't believe you did this. And like, you guys are lying. This was definitely last year's race. And we're like, we acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But
and they said it was fake. I'm like, how's it fake? It still happened.
It
was
fake.
A real video. I had multiple people come up to me in person, both at the gym this morning. Someone was like, how long did it take you to do that video? I was like, well, like 10 minutes, but it was last year. And they're like, no shit. And then I was at the sales the second night and somebody was like, that's awesome. You're running around finding Bobby Flay last night. And I'm just like, the only thing I'll say is like the new video format on Instagram, it does kind of hide the captions a lot more. like you have to hit like the dot, dot, dot to make it bigger. And then my hand slips and I'm on to the next video. So I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt that it never happened or they never saw the actual date. But I mean, there's huge benefit to reposting those videos because we got probably way more views on it this year than we did last year. So many new followers that weren't in tune with us last year that would be happy to see that. We got such a great response in the comments. I mean, that might be probably my most well-received video that I've ever done, just based on how funny people thought it was. And Bobby Flay, the renowned, you know, Food Network chef, is really becoming like a Saratoga staple. He bought a house here. He lives here. Right. So people recognize him around town. They see him at the sales. So, you know, he's kind of part of our atmosphere now, not at Two Buttons Deep, but just in the 518.
You know what the next step is that we need to do? Joe, I heard on the radio that he slings mimosas every morning from his house.
Really?
Which I find very hard to believe, but why would they make that up on the radio?
Why would they make that up?
I mean, it's the radio.
It's the most respected medium of all time.
Absolutely.
They call people that got ghosted on dates and prank them.
That's the important work that radio hosts do. What would we do without
that? Critical work right there.
I talked to I talked to a source that's personal friends with Bobby Flay and said that this is not true. Don't want to get a restraining order against him.
Well, also, he would say it's not true. As a PR person, you would disavow it immediately because you don't want people coming to your house.
I mean, he doesn't have a lemonade stand. Let's just put it that way.
It's better than a lemonade stand.
I think we got to find out.
Send back Nine Bry.
He's got to do it. He's got to do it. Speaking of Saratoga, Two Buns Deep at the Track, brought to you by Day Chaser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he should be slinging, Day Chasers. If you haven't tried a Day Chaser, it's light, crisp, refreshing vodka soda and tequila soda, real tequila, real vodka. You got to get it at the liquor store. And they are taking the world by storm right now.
Yeah.
It's crazy to see. You know, they started up in Vermont, a little over an hour away from us, and they launched in the capital region, but now all over America, you're seeing people pop up on their story, buying Day Chaser, getting on the train, and we've been on it. And the track's on it. It's the exclusive mixed drink of the track, and people are really taking to it.
I think it's the tequila that's really taking it by storm, because that's what differentiates it from the other competitors, is that it's real tequila. I've had people come up to me and say, like, you've straight up influenced me. And that's kind of a cool thing, you know? It's not some like $10 Amazon bikini. It's the perfect drink to go a few buttons deep in. Tons of flavors. And I genuinely really enjoy it.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I had one right now, actually.
Well, we have to chase a day. We're going to have a long day. Saturday, we will be at the track doing our thing. We might have something up our sleeve in terms of a hidden giveaway.
Look at that.
We got to brainstorm that. And then we'll be riding through the night at the Horseshoe. We got a VIP booth, which you can now book. Just nice little couch, private area, a little cooler for yourself, and bottle service. The Horseshoe has completely elevated their game this year. So we've been talking about doing a Saratoga weekend, and this is it. So we hope you guys pop up, see us, and I think we just got to literally do Day Chasers. They got high crushability factor, and that's the only way I can last for that long drinking in the heat.
You're right.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day. We've just had like the best weather summer. It's going to be cold, cooler.
Is it?
It's going to be like 80 and under.
Oh,
thank the Lord.
So it's actually going to be probably ideal weather. I feel like the guys have been holding out. Every time I go to the track, someone asks me where Back Nine Bry is. So they want to see him there.
You better come out. Might play some games. But yeah, we have a giveaway for Miller Lite. What is it? Like a pop-up cooler? Miller Lite jacket.
Two lawn chairs. So we got a pretty good Miller Lite giveaway that we've been hanging on to.
And one thought is we could just do it traditionally for Travers, or we were thinking of hiding something at the track and having it being some sort of scavenger hunt to whoever finds it gets the prize.
I like the scavenger hunt idea.
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, we know our audience is at the track. It's not like we have to convince people to go out of their way to go to the track. Because they're already there.
True.
I see them every weekend. Right. So all we have to put on our story or do a quick little video is, hey, if you are at the track today, keep your eyes out if you see it. Obviously, it's not going to be, you know, under a rock. It'll be a cute little giveaway or a cute little hidden gem. And, I mean, I think that would be something someone would really enjoy doing.
All right. speaking of the important work of the radio, remember when Fly 92 used to have that thing where you'd have to find somebody in public and ask them a very specific question to win the prize?
Vaguely, yeah.
You would have to, they would give clues every day. They'd be like, is that Clifton Park Center or something? And you would have to find that person and be like, you know, the color is blue or whatever the code word is. Yeah. And you'd have to say it perfectly or else they would act like you're crazy. And then you'd win like $5,000 or something or whatever it was. What if we dress up Back Nine Bry as a jockey? Again, forgot we did that.
Love that.
Or, you know, whatever method, and we just promote that, and the first people to say something to him, like all buttons deep, they get the Miller Lite.
Oh, my God, I love that. Do you think we could get that costume?
Yeah.
I think we can afford it.
In 2 days?
Again?
I think we can afford it.
Well, we did it here at the bunker for our Kentucky Derby party, so that would be full circle on the costume. Even though he held on to that for like 2 months after.
I was going to say, I don't know if we burned the bridge.
I don't know where we stand with the customer, but we do pay them, so I don't think they can hate us.
So
we should probably buy it also after this.
I think it needs to be bought.
I think we own it.
Yeah, but I guess the thing is, he's recognizable enough, so how long do you think it will take for someone to do it, to actually find him? Are we going to hide him?
We got to keep him like in the vicinity of like the diagonal line that runs through the track after they race.
What do you think Naira would do if we just dress him up as a jockey? He was just walking around.
You can't deny somebody based upon their appearance.
He's not impersonating necessarily, right?
He just has that look. That's it.
I'm sure there's little kids that love the racetrack that dress up as jockeys.
If he grabs a horse, that's a problem. That's the problem. That's where we get into Jonah Factor level problems.
What do you think, Jonah? Good idea?
I love it.
Oh, my God.
I love
it.
No, I mean,
stop.
People,
just stop. No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to come up to Brian, right? They're going to say things to Brian, but they have to say a specific phrase that we give them.
Yep.
It's got to be a little bit more complicated than all buns, Steve.
I'm thinking like a tongue twister.
Yeah, that would be better.
How many days could a day chaser chase if a day chaser could chase days?
Exactly. How many days could a day chaser chase if a day chaser could chase days? I think I came up with this.
How many days can a day chaser chase if a day chaser could chase days?
There
Master.
We go.
Wow.
How many days could a day chaser chase if a day chaser could chase days?
I love it. How many days could a day chaser chase if a day chaser could chase days?
I'm glad you did that.
I'm going to have a Miller Spiller.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right.
So this Saturday.
Catch us Saturday.
This Saturday.
We'll
August
make the announcement tomorrow.
13th.
We'll see. I like the Jackie idea, though.
I love it. If we can get that costume back, I'm all for it.
I'm down to just go buy it.
Just buy it.
It'll
be an asset for the company. And then when we have the museum 10 years from now, we'll have the
Or maybe he'll make a name for himself. He'll end up in the racing museum.
Yeah.
He never raced.
We need to build up a wardrobe department.
Yeah.
At a late night show, like a third of their real estate is just
That's
costumes.
That's what it is.
That's what we need to start doing.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Speaking of wardrobes, Central Warehouse has been in the news. And, and also Slip 12. And you guys were over at Slip 12 recently.
Yeah. We toured your new digs.
Did you?
Yeah.
Look at that.
So a lot of transformation happening in Albany. Slip 12 is the former Huckfin warehouse.
And more.
And there's going to be a lot more.
Yeah.
They are converting it to like 300 plus apartments
with
these beautiful windows. And there's going to be an outdoor volleyball court, outdoor pool right by the highway. And it's just magnificent that they're transforming what used to just be a giant warehouse into a literal community. There's going to be Motor Oil Coffee, a brewery inside.
Real McCoy.
Yes. And I'm very excited to...
Can't forget about Power, Brittany at Power.
Of course.
Yeah.
And we're going to be kind of documenting the process of that to show what's happening there and in downtown Albany in the warehouse district. But this week, all eyes are on Central Warehouse.
Your favorite place.
Yeah, I explored it in November. Very happy I did because it's literally crumbling like the Uncle Sam's garage right now.
Yeah.
And I think by the time this show drops, Evan Bloom will have one day to make a decision.
That's it.
Mayor Kathy Sheehan gave him 10 days to do something because the building was literally crumbling onto an Amtrak train that literally shut down like...
On the tracks, not on the train.
Didn't kill anybody, but it prevented trains from like here to Chicago from running.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know, what do you think he's going to do?
Oh, I mean, he's going to blink. There's no other way.
What do you mean blink?
As in, he's going to realize that there are no more options left. He has run this city. He has run these people with this dream that he can get it done. And it's been very evident he can't get it done. So, you know, let me ask you this one question, because I didn't ask you this before when you did the original video. How much did the building smell? Because it smelled pretty bad when I went over there.
That was kind of the least of my worries.
Really?
Yeah. It's also all the windows are wide open.
That's
so
fair.
It's more like, it smelled like wet concrete.
Yeah, it was like broken porta potty over there.
Yeah. I'm sure specific areas for sure. But, you know, when there's upside down crosses and stuffed animals being hung by their necks, I'm a little more focused on that.
Sure.
And the building crumbling on me and making sure I'm not stepping on nails and glass. And that was a trip. That I'm very happy I did that piece, but I think the chapter's coming to a close. He's filed bankruptcy. He's done everything in the book to avoid giving this building up for some godforsaken reason we don't know, and I think he's backed in the corner.
He just can't do anything about it because, again, he has these drawings and renderings of what he can do, but homeboy don't got the money to do it.
No, but we had a projector. Jonah had a crazy idea.
That's it.
Literally hits me up in the morning. He's like, I got this idea, and they wanted to project something on the wall, which is innocent art, I would say.
Right.
It's covered in graffiti and satanic rituals, but a projector, that's, you know, temporary but impactful. So I like that idea. So we came to a conclusion that we would do a clock, but every time said now, and it was ticking. And we get the, can we talk about who was there? Are they public about it?
Let's leave them out of this.
All right. Yeah. Well, a very respected local artist in Albany kind of helped assemble us. He got us a $40,000 projector, and we went there at 9 o'clock. We brought some people. Jonah was telling people through around Albany to look out and be on the skyway for it, and everything was perfect. The sun was setting. We had a drone in the sky, and we pulled the car up. We're literally powering the projector from the car, and it projects on the wall, and you can barely read it.
Yeah.
It was tough.
Yeah.
We got so far, so far.
I think that warehouse could use a fresh coat of paint, and if we'd had that fresh coat, you would have been able to see exactly had projected a lot more.
It looked pretty good, and the photos and the video looked pretty good.
Yeah.
A
little inside secret, that photo was Photoshopped.
I figured as much, but it was very well Photoshopped. To help you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was exactly what it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was the exact same situation when we had a billboard for cross gates on I-90, and I tried to get a photo of it. But since it was digital, you would get all the black lines through it. So I literally Photoshopped our billboard onto the billboard.
Yep.
So art imitating real life, I guess we'll put it.
Yeah.
But it was a great effort. Valiant. We had a lot of people show up, and nobody guessed it was Photoshopped. So.
Did the police show up?
Police showed up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm out of here. This wasn't my idea.
It seemed friendly from the interaction.
Yeah. They were literally like, what are you guys doing? They gave us a curfew. They're like, all right, be out by 10. And they're cool with it. So shout out to the Albany police. They knew we weren't causing trouble. And shout out to everyone who made that happen. But
speaking of law enforcement,
I want Taylor's thoughts on it.
Oh, yeah.
She hasn't said anything.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't really have anything to say. I just feel like it's like that Mariah Carey song. Like, why are you so obsessed with me? Like, why is this guy so obsessed with this building?
He's a clown.
Like, let it go. Yeah. And I think we need to, like, when this comes down, we need to capitalize on it. Like, we need to make, like, a desk ornament of, like, the warehouse. Like, we need, like, a replica or something. Because as much as people hate it and they want it gone, it almost has that recognizable factor, like a Huck Finn warehouse and more, that everybody knows that building. So what is, like, what's our takeaway going to be at the end of the day? How do we help people remember it for what it was?
That's a great holiday ornament if we can get small.
I just think it would be funny, like seeing like a little.
We have enough time to do it.
I love it.
Yeah. Like a little mural of, or you know, a little like, what do you call it? Freaking toy of this, like a McDonald's toy, but of the central warehouse.
And it falls apart every time. Yeah,
I think that would be.
Right there.
I think that would be really, really funny. But yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, I'm not holding my breath. I feel like it is one of those things that like change is coming, but when?
Yeah, I feel like he's good at dodging the law.
Yeah.
We do have his phone number.
We do. Jonah has footage of him going through the rumble of everything and like picking up trash. And we were thinking of posting it and being like, this just in, Evan Bloom said he's going to renovate it by himself. completion will be 2027. Because it's literally him picking up the rubble and moving it around.
I want to see a picture of him.
I got you.
Yeah.
And, but we also have his phone number, so we could call him. We could rope him in. But I've talked to someone who put a bid to buy the building, and he said it made him nervous. So I don't want to be the guy that makes that project fall through.
I feel like we should call him right now. Again, that's,
what are we gonna say? I mean,
I just want to say you got one day left. What are you gonna do?
Yeah. That's what we should just tell him to remind him as a public service.
Yep.
Because here we are on
Let's
air.
Let's do it. Connect him.
All right. I'm gonna hide under my nap
wow.
dress.
Wow, this is happening, folks.
Yep, we're all set.
Okay.
All right, call him. Am I talking?
You're gonna talk, Jack.
Do you want to use like a British accent or something?
No, this is Jack from the city of Albany.
Oh, well. Jack, the city of Albany resident. Don't say you're from the city of Albany.
I like that. Resident.
Yeah. Resident. Yeah. A stakeholder.
Future ex-resident, depending on how the call goes. Future former resident. Is that true? Yeah, that you could say future former resident. I'm going to go to the bathroom or something.
Hello?
Hi, is this Evan?
Yes.
Hi, this is Jack. I'm an Albany resident. Just calling to remind you, you have... 2 days left to make a decision on Central Warehouse, and I just want to know what that decision is.
Well, who are you?
I'm Jack. I'm a resident of Albany.
Right.
Just a concern.
I have 2 days to do what?
Did you not see the message from Mayor Kathy Sheehan?
No, of course not. They never called me.
They said you had 10 days to make a decision 8 days ago. Or else.
Or else what?
I don't know.
That makes two of us.
Okay. Well, what are your thoughts? So you've had no contact.
No, I mean, I wanted to go into the building to start doing repairs, but they won't let me in.
Who won't let you in?
The city won't let me in.
Well, I got in. If I got in, how can't you get in?
How did you get in?
I just walked in.
Oh, well, if I did, they'll arrest me.
Wait, so you're saying you get arrested going into your own building?
Yep.
That's backwards.
That's what they told me.
Well.
When I was there.
Have you thought about maybe just giving it up?
Why?
Because you're not doing anything with it.
They won't let me do anything with it. I want to do something with it. They're holding it up. They're the ones holding up the show. Everyone's got it backwards. They're drinking the Kool-Aid that they keep dispersing. They got it backwards.
I think it's weird that you can't get in there.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yep, it's disgusting. I went up there to immediately. They didn't notify me of this supposed emergency until 4 days afterwards that they knew about it, at least.
I saw there's you a new clock. That? There's a new clock on the outside. Have you seen that?
No, what is that?
There's a clock. It just says, now, 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 now.
No. Could you send me a picture?
I will.
I appreciate it.
I'll send you a text.
How did you get my number?
The phone book.
The phone book?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm an old-fashioned resident.
Yeah, it's a disgrace what they're doing to me. It's really sad. I have a great plan. I want to do it. I've got a use for it. No one else has a use for it. They're just speculating. But I want to do it. But they're just preventing me every step of the way.
Well, perhaps you should take the hint, Evan.
It's easy for you to say. It's not your money that you laid out for it.
Rumor has it you spent $1.
It's all rumors.
Well, the Times Union reported that, so that's a fact.
Well, that's part of it. I don't want to argue with you. I don't know who you are, but...
I'll make you a deal. I'll pay you $2, you'll double your investment, and I'll take the building over.
Oh, boy. What a sport. How about all the money I spent fixing it up, cleaning it? No one sees it. It was done on the inside. And I did cured a lot of violations, but no one says anything. They all just want to accuse me of bad stuff that isn't true. And
if you came,
no reason to argue with me.
If you came up, would you be open to doing an interview there to tell your side of the story and showcase what's happening to you?
Yeah. Are you in the media?
I am. I'm also a resident of Albany, but I'd be happy.
Which media are you with? Which media are you with?
Two buttons deep.
Say that again?
Two buttons deep.
Two buttons deep. Is that a what is your media? Is it television, radio, print?
Social media.
Social media. Oh,
yes.
That's nice to know.
So I'd be open to hearing your side. We hear Albany's side. I am a resident, but we've been covering this. And if you're up in the area, I'd love to check it out with you, get your side of the story, and, you know, maybe grab some coffee at Stewart's.
What is your coverage?
Like my audience?
Yes.
We have about 150,000 followers across platforms, primarily younger people here in the capital region.
I see. Is it all basically mostly residents? Well, there's only 100,000 in Albany, but...
Well, so we're all the capital region and beyond, but I was just calling. I thought the pressure was on you, but apparently you're kicking back and relaxing, so I'm shocked you're unaware.
Well, you're saying I never owned the building. In one court, they said I never owned the building. The other court, they say I owe this. The other court, they say something else. They're all two, three-faced. You know, you don't know what to believe.
All right, final question. How do you feel about a rooftop bar on top?
I'd love it. I have the people that want to do it.
Really?
I have everything to build it with.
Wow.
I have all the materials I need to outfit that building. I've got beautiful lights for the outside of the building. I have windows. I could have all the windows for it. I got a beautiful truss system made out of beautiful wood and sand forged iron to make a beautiful pergola on the roof. And I have devised a plan that I can extend the elevator up to the roof so they don't have to walk up and downstairs. They go straight to the roof. And I outfit restaurants for a living. That's one of the things I do, restaurants and hotels.
So you have all those materials, the windows, the elevators, everything you need except the keys.
I have everything except I have people that want to steal the building from me. That's what I have. If they got out of the way, this would have been done a long time ago. All the money I spent on legal fees, I could have made the building look nice on the outside and fixed the windows and fixed the roof. But no, they had to give me a hard time.
Wow, okay. Do you mind if I quote you on some of this?
No, not at all.
All right.
Not at all. I know you sound a little bit quip and bitter, but
I'm not bitter. Well, I just want to hear your side of the story. So,
there's a lot more to it. I can tell you that. And I wish the people knew what they're really doing, because the people don't know what they're doing. They just have the brute force of the media against me, but they don't really know. The people there really do not know my side of the story at all.
Consider the $2 offer, and please let me know when you're coming up. We'll do something fun together and showcase what you have to think about this. You're a hot topic here locally, so I'm open to hearing your side, and would love to get back in that building again and brainstorm what a rooftop bar could look like.
Oh, I drew it out. I have the plans.
All right, Evan. Well, thanks for talking to me. I got to go, but I hope you have a great rest of your day, and enjoy the rest of your 2 days with the building.
Thank you.
What do you think, Joe?
If you don't get a Pulitzer Prize.
How does he not know about, or do you think he's lying through his teeth?
No, I don't think he knows about Two Buns Deep.
Is he not? No, not us.
Oh.
But how does he not hear the mayor on television?
He might be selectively choosing not to hear.
How old is he?
It's probably like 60s.
Yeah.
That kind of made me sad.
I'm open to hearing his side.
Yeah, no, I think, he was very raw about it, so... You know? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
this whole show went a whole different turn, so I'll just say that.
We grew more sentiment for Evan Bloom than I think we thought we were going to.
Well, I can't believe he answered the call first things first, but I think, this is literally like a tale as old as time. There's more than one side to a story, and you know, at the end of the day, you know, how could somebody that owns this building not want to do anything with it? And I think that's what it's always gotten me. It's like, you really think he's just sitting on this like gold mine? He's just going to sit there and twiddle his thumbs? Like, no, like anybody who buys a building, you don't just buy a building just to buy a building. So I do believe in some genuine way that like he has a plan for it, because he doesn't want all this going on either. And, you know, he might not be a bad guy, but we don't know. And I mean, I'm sure he doesn't have a lot of trust for traditional media. Maybe they're not, you know, I'm sure they're calling. I'm sure he's declining to comment, but, you know, this social media thing might be appealing to him and he might be willing to talk.
Here's the thing, though. It's like, if he said, hey, you know what? I'm in over my head. I can't do this. And he walked away. You know what would happen? Whoever develops it next, they would have him at every single major milestone. He would be a hero for saying, you know what? I have realized I do not have the resources to do this. But he has chose to dig his own grave.
But he says he does have the resources.
Then where are they?
He's being cocktailed by the city. I don't know. I mean, you just got to think about it like that. I'm very surprised that he answered the phone. I think, you know, you were respectful enough and a little cheeky. He said you were quip and bitter, which, you know, I felt that.
I am quip and bitter.
That is you.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knew you real quick.
Yeah. I would love to go 10 questions deep with him in the facility. We almost locked him. I mean, you guys have texted, right?
Yeah.
So he's going to look at
that. He'll make the connections. The last time we spoke, he had agreed to sit down with us, but it was on his terms, on his domain.
Well,
and
in Connecticut.
In Connecticut, right? And if we're going to do it, it's got to be here in Albany, where his actions are affecting us on a daily basis now. So
I say we reach out, renew that offer, say here.
Yep.
He knows we're not total assholes or completely one-sided. I'm open to hear him out. I really don't know, other than the fact he hasn't paid his taxes and he bought it for a dollar. How dare he say all the money he spent on it, though, and then you literally got it for a dollar, my guy. That's a great offer, though. Could have doubled his investment if
there
he took
you
mine.
Go.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, but that's like saying you can lease a car for $249 a month, and then there's all the hidden terms, and you got to pay $2,000 down and this and that.
Yeah, but he hasn't paid the other stuff either, which is the problem. If he was paying his taxes, there's nothing the city could do.
Well, that's the other part of it, was $1 plus the assumption of the past back owned taxes. But
all right,
we still got a lot of show. Now, here's the fun thing. Because of that interview, I don't have the script anymore. I believe we're ready for Post of the Week.
Yeah.
Yeah, presented by Hoffman Car Wash, correct?
Yeah.
There we go.
Hoffman Car Wash. We got to get back in the swings of Car Wash Wednesdays. We think we took the gas off the pedal a little bit, think it came a little too popular.
Uh-oh.
It's really transitioned to being an unlimited girl.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to go on Wednesdays anymore.
True.
Like, I went there and I had a great experience. It wasn't too busy. So I think, you know, that's how you get the people in, right? You get that great offer, Car Wash Wednesday, go that day of the week, and then you become unlimited and you're like, I can do whatever I want.
Right,
I cannot pay my taxes if I don't want to. I don't have to.
I like it. But Jonah, you just became an unlimited girl.
Oh, I'm an unlimited boss with an unlimited wash.
Whoa!
And let me tell you.
That's something right
that
there.
That might be better.
Let me tell you,
I use that
puppy more than once a day.
Yeah,
look at you.
Like, no shame in like going through once, hitting the free vacuums.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to go around again and do it a second time.
Oh, I already wear it before this, and I think I'm going to go after because I'm going to go to Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
So I might go again.
My girlfriend just signed up. It's literally like, it's so easy. Like, you don't need to fill much stuff out. You literally just roll up, and a tenant comes to you. You give them some information. They put a sticker on your car, and then you never need to talk to someone ever again. You get your own lane.
They'll try to, but no, you don't have to.
Yeah, you just go, you point to the sticker, and they go, all right. You're an unlimited Bosch for unlimited wash.
That thumbs up, that head nod, like, I know what I'm doing here. And honestly, it makes the employees' days easier as well because you just get to cruise on through, get your daily dose of Zen. That's what I like to do. And practice makes perfect. You can get through into that little slot, into that line, you know, basically roll out like a boss, and it takes 2 seconds.
That's it.
Yeah. That's where you last did Undercover Buttonista, but you did another
one. Oh, yes.
Do we want to talk about it or do we want to wait till the video comes out?
It's up to you. I thought the video was going to come out this week, but if it's going to be next week.
We can.
Yeah, let's hold it off to see where Taylor went undercover.
That works.
Last weekend. Honestly, one of the greatest shoots of our career.
100%.
I don't even know how it's like turning out. I'm not saying it's the greatest video we've ever created, but just
stay tuned.
The experience we endured. We literally stayed up to 3 a.m. voluntarily. We showed up at 10 p.m. for this job. Only had to do like 30 minutes of shooting. We were there till 3 a.m. because we enjoyed it so much.
I've not stopped thinking about it.
That's good.
Yeah.
So we'll leave you with that. Stay tuned to see where the button needs to win undercover next week.
That's
on
right.
Two Buttons Deep.
So back to Post of the Week.
Yes. Bob Kovacic retiring.
He did.
Yep.
Been at 13 for 34 years.
I've got a classic story of why he was one of my favorite anchors. My friend in elementary school, Evan Hatch, loved the weather, was obsessed with the weather to this day. He literally moved to Oklahoma to be a storm chaser, like straight up, brick by brick, loves this genre.
Yep.
So obviously he loves watching the weather, and Bob Kovacic was probably a reason. He was literally his idol growing up. And he saw, this is the most Capital Region story of all time. My friend saw Bob Kovacic hanging out at Waterside World. We were in kindergarten.
Yep.
Walked up to him and said, "I love the weather. Could you come speak to my class?" And he did. And Bob looked.
I'll go to the class.
Bob
right.
looked, I remember it like it was yesterday. Bob looked identical to how he looks now. Had the white hair and the stash. And he gave a great presentation about the weather. And ever since then, 20-plus years, he's been one of my favorite personalities. So to see him get choked up on air announcing his retirement got me a little choked up. And to like really emphasize it, I put that sad music behind it.
Yeah.
And it was funny. Our announcement on Two Buttons Deep was more popular than the announcement from the station
from
which he was retiring from.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. Which
that
is a sign of the times.
Yeah.
That was, as soon as you got it out, I was like, oh, he was like immaculate. Like you must have literally like watched it, paused the TV, grabbed the screen recording. Like that's was like impeccable timing on your part. I think if we were at a shoot or something else, it wouldn't have had that pop. But like 50,000 views. I mean, that's a lot. That's like a lot of Capital Region people that clearly know what they're viewing to take it in.
Right.
Do you think Bob Kovacic was like a little bit of like a sex symbol in the Capital Region? Like
I just saw a lot of ladies
really kind of pouring one out for him.
I mean, I'm sure he knows his way around
day,
a cocktail. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, with that stash, that's no joke.
Yeah.
He's a dog.
Yeah.
I heard he was like a cool dog, a good dog.
Yeah, D-A-W-G.
Yeah, you're right.
Like a Snoop dog.
Yeah, okay, all right. That could have gone a little south. But
it's the end of an era. It's the end of an era. I mean, he's been on TV for 34 years, you know. That's it.
Yeah, this was definitely one of the more prominent departures, you know. I mean, I think the part that, like, you know, because Jack and I did grow up watching the news, the part that makes me sad is that, like, everybody in the news is young right now. And in a weird way, it's, like, harder to resonate with them because you just know they don't have the experience. They don't have that kind of finesse on camera with the lines and the prompter and the interactions between other anchors. And how can you really settle into a role when people are really only with you for a few years
That's
and they bounce for a few months?
Right.
So for him to kind of be that staple, and I'm sure if you're in a news station, it's almost like a sports team. Like you have your people you look up to, your people that you learn from.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's leaving this world, and he gave ample room for retirement. He's like going to be done at the end of the year.
Yeah, the end of October, I think. Yeah.
I swear to God, he said like end of 2022, but I could be wrong. Yeah. Either way, he's definitely giving himself a nice runway, and he doesn't know what he wants to do. So if we want to recruit a weather person.
We do need weather.
We do.
I think maybe we should chat with him.
We need a good revolutionary weather segment on Two Buttons.
Yeah. I know.
I've been saying that for years.
Like a hot weather girl or guy.
To just do it shirtless and go for the sex appeal of weather. That's why we need Bob Kovacic.
You should ask my dad. My dad always says he like rates the weather girls.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, that's just that went for a
call me old school, right?
Well, they're young now, so here we are.
Oh, no. All right, forget that. Cut this.
That's all we got for Behind the Buttons.
Oh,
we will
Sorry.
See you, next week?
See you dogs later.
Oh, my God.